Hello, good evening. My name is Carlos. I'm calling from Washington Opinion Survey. And we'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can you be so kind and share your opinion with us real quick? I'll be brief. Does anyone in your household work for a new media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
No? Thank you, ma'am. And are you registered to vote in Washington? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50?
Definitely vote.
Definitely. Okay. And I appreciate you taking the time to help me. Very kind of you, ma'am. Now, just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me what is your age, please?
77.
Thank you. Now, moving on. Just to be sure we have a representative sample from everybody, may I ask your race? White Caucasian, Black African American, Hispanic, Latino, Haitian, Pacific Islander?
White Caucasian.
Thank you. And regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, and independent, or something else?
I think of myself more as independent.
Independent, okay. And now thinking about that direction the country's headed in, and generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with that direction in which the country's headed? How do you feel?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your patience. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
No.
Disapprove strongly or disapprove somewhat?
Disapprove strongly.
Strongly? Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, and generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Marie Glissenkamp Perez is handling her job as a congresswoman? How do you feel?
I am not familiar with her, I can't say.
Understood. So, thinking about the issues the country is facing right now, which of the following would you say is the most important issue for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two, okay? I'm going to read you a list right here real quick. Improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure, fighting inflation and lowering costs, climate change and protecting the environment, reducing crime and gun violence, combating threats to our democracy, border security, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, improving K-12 education, or growing the economy and creating jobs. If you have to select two, which one
almost
you select?
All of them, but I would say the crime.
Okay.
And the economy.
Okay, reducing crime and gun violence. And that would be growing the economy and creating jobs, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. And if you have no opinion or never heard of their person or organization, please say so. Now, the first one is Maria Kenwell. Do you recognize the name?
Yes.
Yeah.
Zero,
okay. And Joe Biden?
No,
what
I
number?
Didn't say those. I didn't say
okay.
Zero. I would say 50%.
50? Okay, what number? From 0 to 100?
Yes.
50, right? Now, how about Joe Biden? What number from 0 to 100?
About 3.
Okay. And Donald Trump? Same question from 0 to 100? Yes, ma'am?
60 or 70.
Okay. Should I record 60 or 70? Because it's your answer that matters.
70.
Okay. And how about Joe Kent from 0 to 100?
Joe Kent. Not familiar with that name.
Okay. You never heard of him, or you heard of him, had no opinion?
I vaguely heard of him, but I don't know anything about it.
Okay, so you heard of him, but you have no opinion. Now, how about Raul Garcia from 0 to 100? Recognize the name?
No.
Okay.
No.
How about Marie Glusenkamp Perez from 0 to 100, the congresswoman?
Yes. 50.
Okay. And how about MAGA Republicans in general? What number is she? From 0 to 100?
60.
Okay. And how about woke liberals in Congress from 0 to 100?
About 5.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate your patience on the line. Now, moving on. If the election for president were held today, would you vote for the Democrat Joe Biden or the Republican Donald Trump, if you have to choose today?
Donald Trump.
Okay, Mr. Trump. Now, if the election for Congress in Washington 3rd District were held today, would you vote for the Democrat Marie Glusenkamp Perez or Republican Joe Kent? Which one would you select?
Probably for the Republican.
Yeah, Mr. Kent. Okay. Even though you're not supporting Maria Glusenkamp Perez right now, but what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? If there is a fair change that you may support her, Ms. Marie Glusenkamp Perez, a small change, or just a very slight change, or no change at all, that you might support her for Congress?
I would say a very large change.
So,
they haven't done too well so far.
I know. How should I record your answer? A fair change that you might support her? A small? A just very slight?
No. Very change.
A fair change, okay. Now, I'll let you...
Yeah.
Next, I'd like to ask you about some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in their member of Congress. Now, can you please, for each of the following statements, tell me how important that is to you personally on the scale from 0 to 10? Use 0 if you don't think it is important at all, a 5 if you think it's somewhat important, and 0 if you think it's extremely important quality or attribute in your member of Congress. You may use any number from 0 to one, for 0 to 10. The first is a fighter for the middle class. 0 is not important at all to you. 5, somewhat important. And 10, extremely important to you. What number?
5.
Okay.
5.
And a small business owner from 0 to 10.
Oh, small business owners are...
How important
8.
Is that attribute? 8? Okay. A working mom who understands the needs of families from 0 to 10.
Tens.
Okay. And there is no right or wrong answers, okay? It's your opinion that matters. And if you have no opinion, you let me know. Okay. An independent who will oppose the extremists on both parties. From 0 to 10, how important is that attribute to you or quality?
About a 6.
Okay. And how about someone who shares your values from 0 to 10?
10.
And someone who will fight to protect our democracy? 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, moving on. I'm going to read you real quick a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I'll be talking to you about Marie Glusenkamp Perez. Can you please rate each statement on the scale from 0 to 10? Where 10 means that statement is a very convincing reason to support Marie Glusenkamp Perez for Congress, and 5 means that it's somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means it's not at all convincing reason to support her for Congress. Now, you may use any number between 0 to 10. And these are things that you're going to hear during the campaign, okay, ma'am? Now, Mary Glusenkamp Perez believes we need more skilled workers and more affordable degrees. In Congress, her focus has been on expanding access to career and technical training at high school, community college, and vocational schools. She recently secured $1 million in funding to expand Lower Columbia College equipment for their welding, manufacturing, and other training programs so that young people graduate with the skills they need to succeed. Now, how convincing is that statement from 0 to 10?
8. I think
eight.
That's okay. Important.
Okay. Marie Glusenkamp Perez isn't afraid of hard work. She and her husband own a small auto shop, and she has to get some grease under her nails to keep the business afloat. We need leaders in Congress like Marie. She respects and champions the trades and understands the challenges facing local small businesses. As a member of the House Small Businesses Committee, Marie teamed up with both Democrats and Republicans to sponsor the Rural Manufacturing Act, which will provide loans and support for small producers. From 0 to 10, what number?
I would say 8 again.
Okay. That's okay. Marie Glusenkamp Perez is taking a big pharma so families can save money. I'm sorry, Marie Glusenkamp Perez is taking on big pharma so families can save money. Too many politicians put corporate profit about their voters' well-being. But Marie supports legislation to cut families' insulin costs at $35 per month, and she doesn't take a dime from the pharmaceutical industry. From 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you, ma'am. Very kind of you. Let's finish this up. Sometimes over the course of the survey, people change their minds, and it's okay if you didn't. But I'll ask you again, if the election for Congress on the 3rd District were held today, would you vote for the Democrat Marie Glusenkamp Perez or Republican Joe Kemp?
I will look at her record, and I will study her a lot more. I think, I like her theory, so.
Right now, if you have to choose, for what you heard, we're going to talk about Mr. Kemp, too. But remember, these are the things you're going to hear during the campaign. And I know you're going to do more research, but from what you heard, will that be a convincing reason to work for Marie Glusenkamp Perez or Joe Kemp?
Yeah, that would move her up at least a 6 or 7, anyways.
Okay. Now, I'm going to reach you real quick so we can finish some doubts or concerns that some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, are we talking to you about Joe Kent? Others will hear statements about the other candidate. Now, remember, this is the things you hear during the campaign, okay, ma'am? Now, please rate each statement on the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement gives you serious doubts about supporting your camp for Congress. A 5 means it gives you some doubts. And a 0 means it doesn't give you any doubts at all about supporting your camp for Congress. Now, you may use any number between 0 to 10, okay? Now, we need a leader who will focus on the real, everyday challenges of working people, not on his own extremist partisan nonsense. And your camp is a Mr. Extremist Partisan Nonsense. He wants to defund the FBI, and he opposes fixing the dangerously deteriorated I-5 bridge because he says that will make it a, quote, Antifa superhighway, unquote, and that Democrats will use it to send criminals into our district. Nonsense. How does any of that help with the everyday challenges of working people who live in our district? Now, we need representatives in Congress who will deliver for our district, not someone focused on nonsense. Now, how serious is that statement when it comes to make doubts about you supporting Mr. Kemp? 0 means no doubts at all. 5 means some doubts. And 10 means serious doubts. What number?
5.
Okay. And Joe Kemp doesn't respect the will of the people, and he refuses to accept the results of elections he doesn't agree with. he wants to eliminate voting by mail. He has allied with criminal conspiracies to overturn the 2020 elections. And he supported the rioters who attacked the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. He even took part in that ridiculous election fraud lawsuits here in Washington State, claiming Jay Inslee, the governor race, and Lauren Culp is governor. Now, Joe Kent's extreme beliefs are a threat to voting rights and to free and fair elections. From 0 to 10, one number.
Five.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Now, to finish this up, after hearing more about Joe Kent, would you say you are more or less likely to support him for Congress after hearing that? Much less likely? Somewhat less likely? More likely?
Something more likely to investigate.
Okay, but to support him for Congress, are you be more or less likely to support him for Congress after hearing those statements? I know you're going to do some more research on both of the candidates because they're representing your district.
More. Actually, more.
More likely. Okay. Now, given everything you just heard about Joe Kent, what would you say is the most convincing reason not to support him in Congress, if you have any? Can you share one or two after hearing all the things that I just read to you?
Actually, I can't think of anything that would dissuade me without further investigation. So
no problem.
I would say zero. Yeah.
Okay. Now, the last few questions are just for statistical purpose only. But what is the last year of schooling that you have completed? High school graduates on college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate, master's, MBA?
No, I've had some college.
Some college? Okay,
and,
thank you, ma'am.
Yeah.
And are you married or married living with a partner, single, separate, divorce, or widow?
I'm a widow.
Okay. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household, yes or no?
No.
Okay. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal? How do you consider yourself?
Moderately conservative.
How should I record it? Moderate or somewhat conservative?
Oh, I thought you put them together.
No.
Conservative.
Okay. Conservative. Somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Somewhat conservative, okay. Now, how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Or hardly ever or never?
That I attend religious services several times a year.
Several times a year, okay. And thank you very much for taking the time to help me. Very kind of you, ma'am. This concludes our survey. Enjoy the rest of the evening, okay? Thank you, ma'am.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Okay.